Hello.
Come on, Joy. Come on. We're going out.
I'm just about to go to bed. I'm settling Joy down for the night. Well, obviously. She just has to go out in the pouring rain first to go to the toilet. So anyway, I just thought I should do a book because I got a bit to update on, actually. And I haven't done a brew in a while. Got just a little bit of interesting news that I think you might be interested in. That wasn't a good sentence, but I'm tired, so forgive me. First of all, I want to say to those people who I owe audio messages to, I'm sorry. It's been a little while. I've had a distraction, and that has been my book. Quickwix Joy, Quickwix. Don't know if you can hear that rain. You probably could. Oh, I better go inside. Well, under the cover. Huh. I don't want the mobile phone getting wet, do I? No, that won't be a good idea. Yes, so I am sorry to those I owe messages to. I know I owe quite a few messages to certain people because I told pretty much everyone that I will do better with keeping up to date with these messages, and I really haven't done that, so I do apologise. Do you want to drink, Joy? Joy? Do you want a drink? Oh, sorry, girl. I'll poke Peter in the nose. Joy, do you want a drink? Do you want a drink? No, you're not going to have a drink. Okay. Fine. So I apologise. Yeah, I've been getting back into my books in a big, big way. And I've literally, not kidding, literally been listening to my book every minute, every spare minute I get. I will be known to leave home with my headphones in and come home at the end of the day with my headphones in. Obviously, not listening the whole day because I've got work in between. Trust me, if I could skip work and just listen to my books, I would. I still feel a bit funny about saying reading because it's not reading. Really. And I know some people like say, well, who cares, you know, it's still reading for us. But I still feel a bit funny. I've started to say it lately, but I feel funny because it's not reading. It's listening to audio, and I certainly, this is why I wasn't into, oh, now she has a drink. She always does that. I tell her I have a drink. She doesn't, but 5 minutes later, she'll have a drink as if I'm not going to do what you say. But anyway, that's the whole reason why I didn't got out of reading, because Braille was so hard to come by. But anyway, that's that. And now I'm really back into audio, listening to books with a vengeance. And I wanted to say audio because I'm currently reading The Storyteller by Jodi Picoult on my iPhone. And the reason why I downloaded it on my iPhone because I can't seem to find an audio copy at the library, in the library catalogue. They don't have it in Daisy Audio, they only have it in Braille format. Sorry, Joy. So, yeah, that's sort of a bit annoying. Actually I'm used to it. Like I've got the iBooks out for my iPhone, and I've read quite a few books that way, actually, with voiceover, you know, reading to me. I'm really into the audio now. It's really funny, actually, because, you know, I hated audio so much in the past. I just thought, that's why I wasn't into books, because I just didn't really like audio much. I prefer listening to audio dramas and stuff, but I didn't like audio as a world, audio books. It's still not the best if you get a bad narrator. But, luckily, in this new obsession of mine, I haven't come across a bad narrator yet. Probably might come. Hopefully not, though. That's what I'm reading at the moment, The Storyteller. I've finished, I probably told you that, oh no, maybe I didn't, on Audioboo anyway. I know I have on Twitter and Facebook, but I tell you, I sort of mentioned when I finished books, but I finished Handle With Care. I started reading The Storyteller last Monday, actually. I downloaded it from to my iPhone when I was in Cairns, actually, but I never ended up starting it because I was still listening to Handle With Care at that time, but I didn't have it with me. I finished that book and I love it. I've read My Sister's Keeper, which is the first Jodi Picoult novel I read. That's how you pronounce it, Picoult. My Sister's Keeper was the first book I read from her, and I really, really liked that book. But then I read House Rules, and I think I liked that even a bit better. And then I read Handle With Care, and I believe I liked that a bit better again. And now I'm reading The Storyteller because a friend who used to work with me, she was saying to me that that's her favourite Jodi Picoult novel, or one of them. And even though I haven't finished it yet, I'm pretty sure I might agree with her. I mean, it's very, very depressing at times. Jodi Picoult certainly likes to question her readers with the controversial topics. But, very depressing at times. I'm currently reading a depressing part because her... Well, at least all her books I've read so far are divided into parts. Part one, part two, part three, part four. But I think I really like it. And what's made my reading my listening to audio, whatever you want to call it. I'll say reading, okay. What makes my reading even more exciting now is I discovered a website called Goodreads, www.goodreads.com. I had heard of it in the past, but I'd never took much notice of it because of I wasn't into it, wanted into books at the time. And so, yeah, I just didn't bother. But I don't know how I rediscovered it, actually. I can't remember. But I did, and I went to it, and I discovered I could sign up through my Facebook account, and I did, and I just signed into Facebook. I signed into that through Facebook, my Facebook account, or via my Facebook account, I should probably say. And, I thought I was adding like my Facebook friends to my list who already had Goodreads, but it turned out that I didn't actually know who I was inviting to start using Goodreads and who I was adding to Goodreads who already had it, who was on my Facebook list. So, that part was a little bit inaccessible. And I I then downloaded the iPhone app, the iOS app, but that wasn't much better at doing that. But anyway, when I got past that, I unintentionally invited a whole lot of people to Goodreads. A couple of them end up making accounts, and most of them didn't. And I apologised to them for spamming them, and I found out that I did. And because I don't like it when people do that to me, really. A lot of people that I had no idea actually had Goodreads, who I'd sent, friend requests to, accepted me, so, which is good. I've got about 55 friends on there now. And it's really good because, you know, you can network and you've sort of got a news feed where you can read what everyone's doing in terms of, like, you can rate books and that shows up on your timeline. Your friends can read you know, what you've rated books and stuff. Oh, gee.
Joy! Hey!
There's nothing out there.
Hey,
stop it. Well, there you go. She, if my partner calls her dramatic, now you know why. She barks at everything. Little tiny sound outside, she'll bark. Dramatic or drama. Anyway. I didn't like it at first, but I must admit it suits her now. Drama, dramatics. Anyway, what was I saying? So, no, it's a great site. It, you know, it's just covered in books. And you've got bookshelves, different bookshelves. And by the way, apart from the Facebook thing, I find everything else pretty accessible with JAWS. You've got three to four bookshelves by default. You've got read, as in what books you've already read. You can sort of list all the books that you've read, which I have. You've got currently reading, and you've got to read. And you can actually make additional bookshelves and place books on there. Like some people might have a children's bookshelf and a fiction, non-fiction, classics, history. I don't at the moment. I might do that in future, but at the moment just haven't bothered. And so I sort of try to think about all the books that I've read in my life. So even, kids' books and all that. So I've got a lot of books down, probably not all, but I've got a lot of them that I've read. And I'm currently reading four books because I'm currently reading, of course, as I say, The Storyteller, but then there's a few other books that I've started to read too, like that don't require as much concentration. I'm reading A Night to Remember, which is a book about the Titanic. I've had this fascination with the Titanic, so I've read a couple of books in relation to that. And also this book called Sky Maze, which is more of a teenage fiction book, which is a sequel of Space Demons, which I already read. And, oh yes, Tuesdays with Murray. I actually haven't started reading that, but I will be when I finish The Storyteller. I got a Plextalk Pocket last week, and I will be reviewing that. Well, not reviewing it, but I'll demo it in one of these audio booths to follow. Maybe, or probably tomorrow, or some other time soon. So, yeah, can't wait to actually use that. Of course, I can't, as I say, I can't, because I haven't got a Daisy copy of The Storyteller. Anyway, what Goodreads does as well is, if you've rated 20 or more books, there's 5 stars. You can rate it from 1 to 5, each book, if you want. And also you can write a review, if you want, of the books. And I've rated quite a few of the books that I've read. And so that means that Goodreads comes up with recommendations for you. And it's kind of like what Pandora does with music, you know, comes up with the recommendations. And it's really accurate. They came up with heaps of recommendations for me last week under all the genres that I've sort of got in my have already read books. And it was very accurate. I went to the books. Now I go to the actual link of the book, and there's a summary of the book, a little summary, which is how I know whether I want to read it or not. And then I can mark it. If I want to read it, I mark it as want to read. So on each book, there's a summary of the book. There's if your friends have reviewed it, there's that them with their friends' reviews and ratings. Then there's lists, and then there's all these other books listed in this list category. And I don't quite know, still can't quite understand fully what the lists option means, but I think it's something to do with the books that are similar to that book. And then there's community reviews, which is like, you know, all the other people that have reviewed the book, and you can read through them. And so, yeah, so I spent heaps of time last week while I was at work. Well, I mean, obviously I was still working, but, you know, because we can sort of do other things as we work. So I was spending the time going to each book that was recommended to me and reading the summary. And most of them I clicked want to read. Some of them I just, of course, said no, I'm not interested. And that means it won't recommend that book to me again. So currently, you know, I've got 240 books to read. So that will certainly keep me busy. And they all sound very interesting books. I obviously have the books that really interest me. I'm not interested in crime-related material, bloody, gutty kind of stuff. War. Well, I'm not really interested in the books which sort of the main theme is the war. Although, having said that, of course, I do read books, like, of course, now with the storyteller, with the war was mentioned in it, and there's a small theme relating to the war, but it's not like the main theme. So 240 books I've got to read. I'm sort of looking forward to, you know, at least I'll be kept busy for a while. I don't know how long that will take me, but hey, you know, that's all good. And there, no doubt that list will grow. And I'll read, you know, my news feed, which, you know, contains all my friends' updates, what they've done on Goodreads, and when it says, like, oh, so-and-so might have, you know, just reviewed whatever book, I'll go to that book, read the plot. If I like it, I'll mark it as to read. If not, I don't worry about it. So, yeah, so I sort of grows, my list of to-read grows. Soon it will probably be up to 300, but, oh, well, that's all right, you know, that will keep me occupied. That's the main thing. I was going to tell you about my cooking class of yesterday, but I've gabbled on a bit much now. I think I didn't mean to gabble on so much, but basically I'm a renewed bookworm. I'm loving, this new, rediscovery of books. It's just awesome. And it's just amazing. Just amazing. I will talk to some of you soon, no doubt. And I will get back to the individuals that I owe messages to. Bye.